little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Hello, it's Rebecca Smith, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, and you've obviously got someone with you today.
Yes. Becky, I'm Becky's mum.
Okay, Becky, can I just shake your hand? Would you sit there?
Yes,
and
thank
do
you.
Do I call you Mrs. Smith?
Mrs. Smith,
okay,
fine,
just have a seat.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I'm guessing you'd both like a turn, so can I find out who would like to go first and who would like to go second?
Well, I'm just really worried about it.
Okay, well, just hang on a second.
Yeah.
So, I'll give you a good turn in a second. And I'll let you tell me everything that's worrying you, okay?
Right, okay.
And then, Becky, will you listen carefully, because grown-ups often miss something.
Mm-hmm.
So when your mum's finished,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to give you a turn as well. Will that be okay?
Yes.
Okay, so, Mrs. Smith, off you go.
Yeah, so she's normally quite shy. She doesn't really like to talk very much, so that's why she wanted me to come in with her and explain what's been going on.
Yep.
I mean, she's just had lots of problems with acne.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
You can stop.
So, let me tell you what I think I've demonstrated. There are a number of principles that have been shown to give the child a turn, okay, a best turn. So the first is early use of the child's name. The second is a roughly triangular arrangement so it's clear who gets the body language. And the third is explicit turn-taking negotiation. You sort of have to play what you get. I mean, normally at 12, my default would be to try and let the child go first. But if you sense that the mum is going to talk over, then, you know, probably the thing to do is to offer the mother a first turn. And you saw what I did. I made a really big issue of telling Becky that she was going to get a turn. And I'll just let the mum talk out. Becky's already thinking, the doc knows what I have to put up with. So it's good for a core, yeah? And then when you say, you know, once mum's talked herself out, you can say, okay, that's very interesting. So now I'm just going to give Becky. Becky, just let me know, you know, is your mum about right? Is there anything you want to add? And you don't need to go into role, but that's what I would do, yeah? And if mum interrupts, you can, you know, if mum interrupts Becky at that point, say, oh, okay, no, sorry, it sounds like you've got something out. Just, I'll come back to you in a second, but just let me hear Becky out, please, if you would. And you just have to get your hands up in their face if need be. The key thing is, we're going to take turns, who's going first, who's going second, yeah? I didn't actually say second, so I should have done that.
That's a really good tip, because
yeah.
I think that's something I would struggle with if I had
that
scenario.
Dealing
with it in that way of saying that this is what we're going to do, we're going to take turns, and then you're taking control of the consultation.
Yeah, you have to take complete control. That is right. And the other thing, and this is something I picked up when I did paediatrics, let the child introduce the other person. That thing of saying, I see you've brought someone with you today, they just love it. Yeah? Yeah. I think my handshaking works well. Kids love having that handshaken by a grown-up. And then you say, who have you got with you today? They're just...
The one thing that you don't have, I don't believe in the CSA, the ability to do, which you do in paediatrics and you do in general practice, as a matter of routine, for certain consultations, you'll get the adult out.
Yes, true.
Yeah.
You ensure that you get that turn-taking done and you hear just to the unencumbered minor, which is very, very effective. But I don't know that you'd necessarily be that. Well, maybe you could. I mean, if it feels that appropriate.
I think if you had a 15-year-old where there was the possibility of something of sexual activity.
Funny body language or something.
Yes, yes. I think they might pitch that at us. Their goal is to make the CSA more and more realistic with time. And even if it's never happened yet, it's certainly the direction of travel, Keith. I think that's a wise intervention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I often do that, actually, especially if it's like a mental health issue or a sexual health issue.
Yes.
Yeah. And most parents actually seem to be fine with it.
Well, the key is to make it, it's not I'm throwing you out,
it's
you know,
routine.
This is what we do.
Yeah.
So it's routine with all children over 12 to have a moment alone with the doctor. So I'm just going to ask you to step outside. Oh, she'll tell you everything. Well, that's fine then. I won't learn anything new, will I? And we'll get you back in 5 seconds. Off you go. But actually, you're right. If you do it confidently and you make it clear it's routine, it's virtually never objected to, is it?
Mm-hmm.
It's the elephant in the room thing again, isn't it? It's just a way of displacing that elephant in the room that often we don't talk about, because it's all just, hang on, wait, no, we're going to take turns.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that's the bottom line is, you cannot handle these conversations without taking turns. And you can see where I'm coming from. With adult conversations, it's essentially the same thing.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.